Welcome to Community Focus. I'm Cynthia Pearson. Cameron University's new president, our 18th president, officially started on Tuesday, July 1st. I had the opportunity to interview Dr. Shane Hunt and his wife Jennifer back in March when the official announcement about his selection was made, and he's our guest today. We're here to talk about how it's going during his first week on campus. Good morning, Dr. Hunt. How are you?
Good morning, Cynthia. I am doing great. It is a great day on the campus of Cameron University.
Awesome. We're so glad you're here, and I also want to mention that we have our KCCU intern, Serenity Clark, in studio with us, and Serenity and I both are going to ask you some questions this morning. Good morning, Serenity.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Thank you for joining us as well. Dr. Hunt, since we last spoke, you and Jennifer, your family, you've moved back to Southwest Oklahoma. Let's give folks just a quick recap about your journey and who you are, your history.
Oh, absolutely. We are so thankful. Everyone in the Lawton Fort Sill community, everyone in Southwest Oklahoma has been so warm and welcoming. It is amazing how quickly it has felt like home to us. Mm-hmm. My wife and I are both originally from Oklahoma. We met in college. I'm a first-generation college student with the University of Oklahoma, then worked for the Williams Companies, got a PhD at Oklahoma State in marketing, and I've spent the past 18 years as a professor and dean of a business school, two business schools, and a vice provost, and had the opportunity to come back home. We are so, so thankful. We've loved everywhere we've been, but Oklahoma's home for us, and to be back here in Lawton, we just feel very thankful and blessed.
Well, we feel incredibly blessed to have both of you. Your energy, your excitement for our campus, it's contagious, it's wonderful. And so what are some of the things that you would like to accomplish during your first few days?
Yeah, the biggest thing in the first few days that I have loved is, Cynthia, I've just been roaming around. I schedule have meetings in different parts of the days, but I always try to have a little bit of time these first few days where I can just go to buildings that I haven't been inside.
Right.
Or maybe I've been inside once or twice, but I haven't met the people because it was during an event or something. Mm-hmm. And just roaming around and getting to talk to our incredible professors and staff, and most importantly, our students. Mm-hmm. It's been the best thing ever. And I went yesterday and spent about an hour and a half going through one of our buildings. I met so many great professors and staff and students, and that's really the soul of Cameron University. And we were talking about this, the percentage of people, of faculty and staff, and their dedication to our students, I would put that against any school in America.
Absolutely.
And as a first-generation college student, that means so much to me. So I think these first few days, it has really been that. We're doing welcome receptions next week, both here on the Lawton campus as well as at the Duncan campus. Excited for that. And just getting to hear so many great ideas about things that the CU family wants to do for our campus, for our students, for our community. I'm fired up to try to get a lot of those done. Great things ahead.
Awesome. We're looking forward to it. And when we spoke back in March, we talked about getting together on a regular basis.
Yes.
So that we can see how things are going. So I hope we can still do that.
We absolutely will. And Cynthia, I want to thank you. KCCU is an amazing resource for Cameron University, for the community. And really, the impact that KCCU has as public radio is so positive on all of us throughout Southwest Oklahoma. I'm excited to get to talk to you. I also wanted just to say thank you to you and your colleagues for the amazing things you make possible for our university and our community.
Well, thank you so much for that. And I think that's a great segue to talking to one of our Cameron students, Serenity Clark, KCCU intern for this summer. And Serenity, you have some questions for Dr. Hunt.
Thank you, Cynthia.
You're welcome.
As a journalism and media production student and a radio intern, my number one interest is you have a lot of experience in marketing and fundraising and things like that. I've been a student here for the last year and a half. The number one thing that I've heard from people is that we want to improve things, but it just feels like we don't have the resources or we don't have the leadership necessary. So I'm wondering what your first semester is going to look like, what you are wanting to do for individual departments and things like that, if you have any like specific goals that you want to hit in the first go round.
Oh, Serenity, that's such a great question. And it was so great getting to visit with you before we went on air. And when I was first a professor, what I would see when I would see students is myself. Right? I was a first generation college student. I absolutely did not think that I was smart enough to go to school. I didn't know how it was going to work. And so when I was first a professor 18 years ago, I would see myself. Now what I see is our son and our daughter. I have a son who's 23, who's in graduate school. I have a daughter who just finished her freshman year in college. And so it's such an amazing time to be a talented college student and the opportunities that are ahead. With your question, here's what I would say. I think one of the primary things we are going to do, I was blown away when I was here on my visit, right, when we came to visit campus a few months ago, at how many extraordinary things were going on in our academic programs across campus that our students and our faculty were doing. And yet, I didn't know about that from a distance. And so I think at the heart of what we're doing, I'm very fortunate in that I get to serve at a university that is already doing extraordinary things. We just have to let more people know about them. I was talking just in the past couple weeks that we've been here to people about different programs that we're doing in journalism, in agriculture, in the sciences, in business, some of the experiential things where people are getting to trade real stocks and bonds and portfolios, where they're getting to be interns on real live public radio stations and get experiential content that helps build their careers. And I've had so many people who didn't know about that. And so I think one of the things that we want to do is just tell that story and tell it to everyone. And then from a fundraising standpoint, I would say we are fortunate for the support that we receive from the state, but it's also critical that all of us as a CU family rally together to make sure that we are investing in things that give you all of the opportunities that you want. I will tell people that there is no better thing, better opportunity that we have than to go out and provide scholarship dollars for you, but also for donors to invest in programs where students can do more things, where they can travel, where they can get more experiential opportunities. So I would say this, again, as a president, but also as a CU donor, I would say there is nothing that I feel better about that I spend money on than investing in you, Serenity, and your fellow students and your futures. So we're going to try to raise a lot of money to make sure that you all have opportunities that students a generation ago at Cameron couldn't have imagined.
Thank you. I was in a strategic communications class this past spring, and we had to make a campaign throughout the entire semester. And the campaign end goal was to get more enrollment and increase retention, that kind of thing. And you kind of got to choose which area you wanted to go in, and one group chose athletes, and then we chose just the general student body. Mm-hmm. And we did surveys and stuff, and the number one thing that we were seeing from students was, we want to feel like we're backed by the actual institution that we are paying hard-earned money to be here. So that's really exciting to hear.
Well, and I think, Serenity, one of the things that I love the conversation you and I had earlier about the relationship you had with some of your professors, right, and the way that they care about you, that is something that I believe in. Like, I love getting to meet people. I love that Cameron is a place where students and professors know each other. It's not just a nameless, faceless person in a crowd. We care about you. And I would say this to any prospective student or someone who's transferring. It allows us to leverage all of the things that we do for your benefit. So we're at a place where, Serenity, you and I are talking. So if you said, Shane, I want to apply to go to this opportunity as a journalist, I know you now. I can be a reference. I can write you a letter of recommendation. I can help you and support you in that. We do that because we're a place where we care about each other and we know each other. And if you're in a situation where there's 800 other people and none of them know each other, then you can't have that. So I would just say for that, as we think about measures of success over the next 2 or 3 years, we want that to be an unprecedented high number of our CU students who know that this university and the faculty and staff have their backs.
That's wonderful to hear that. Yeah. Something else that you talk about, Dr. Hunt, is that you teach classes.
Yes.
And even when you were at your other universities, you taught classes so that you can maintain relationships.
Always.
With the students and be able to hear what's happening with students. Tell us a little bit about that, how you'll do that here.
Oh,
be ready to go.
Cynthia, I'm so excited about that. I teach a class every semester as president. One, selfishly, because I love teaching. I love teaching. I love being an educator. If God gave me 1,000 lives, I'd be a professor 1,000 times over. It's the best job. Uh-huh. So I teach the freshman presidential leadership scholars class every fall, and then I teach a marketing class every spring because I'm a marketing professor. What I love about that is that I get to meet students, and so they know me. And so if Serenity, if another student was having a problem, if they're like, boy, this is a challenge, I've got this issue, well, they know me. Exactly. They can come up and say, Dr. Hunt, I was in your class. Remember, we know each other. Can mm-hmm. you help me? Mm-hmm. Yes, I can. Mm-hmm. And it also helps, I think, focus us as a university, because the truth is the things that Serenity's facing are different than things that people 2 years ago are facing,
exactly.
are different than things 5 years before that. So whether that's the economy or the pandemic or whatever things change in the world, mm-hmm. it helps me stay focused and saying, we've got to help our students right now in mm-hmm. 2025 mm-hmm. and next year in 2026 to make sure that they are prepared to go out and have the life and the career that they want.
Absolutely. And so, Serenity, would you like to add one more thing before we go?
I just want to thank you for your enthusiasm and your energy, because like Cynthia said, it is very contagious and we're all very excited to have you here.
Well,
so.
And it is, Serenity, it's you all, it's the students. There are lots of great things about working in universities, but by far, the number one is getting to help you all achieve the things that you want to do in life.
That's
it's
awesome.
It's the best job in the world.
We really appreciate you.
We appreciate you, Serenity.
And Dr. Hunt, I would like to also give you another chance to just say one more thing, if you like, to share with our listeners.
Well, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to everyone who has welcomed us into the Cameron University family. And I want you to know how excited we are to grow and build this institution into something that maybe we couldn't have imagined a generation ago. Mm-hmm. The need for highly skilled, highly trained college graduates is higher today than ever before. And what I want to say is to all of those communities, if there's parents, grandparents, family members, and friends who are listening, if your loved one comes to Cameron, they are going to be at a place where they are going to be prepared and trained and supported to make sure that they can hit the ground running in whatever career, vocation, or job they are looking for. And they're going to do that, and all along the way, they're going to have people that care about them and that become their friends and that are going to be here to help them have those relationships that I think will make their life even more enriching as they go forward. This is an amazing place,
indeed.
And I feel in my soul that our best days are still ahead of us.
We're in agreement with that. Thank you so very much for taking time during your first week here at Cameron to talk with us and share with our listeners. And we look forward to more conversations with you, sir.
Thank you, Cynthia. Go Aggies.
Indeed.